Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
If you did not get the word, President Trump has asked for letters from voters concerned about the rampant fraud perpetrated upon the American citizen in this election, in which we demand an audit of the election in every state to restore confidence in our elections. I wrote mine. Becky has written hers. We're going to send them today. There appears to be a new office of president-elect. Have you noticed? The Democrats have no shame, but that's not something surprising to us. What is new is the open aggression against their opposition. Making lists now? I mean, what? Shades of Nazism, shades of Russia under communism, shades of China. What's going on? How much influence has China gained in our culture? What's going on? Making lists now of enemies to be persecuted for their political beliefs? Civility, my friend, is gone. It started disappearing when they decided the best way to convince people not to support Republicans was by making Republicans out to be mean, cruel, and unfeeling creatures that would rather feed dog food to grandma than cough up a few bucks to help her out. What? It's well known that conservative Christian types are far more generous than, well, anyway, repeatedly presenting a caricature of Christian conservatives, especially as Neanderthals, hating humanity, desiring all mankind to die of carbon emissions, or smog, you might remember that one, or deforestation, or you get the idea. The rhetoric from the left has been brutal. And when some of the right began firing back at them, defending themselves, well, you can't have that. Exposing their hypocrisy? Well, that's when they became really nasty. And now it's open hostility and it gets physical. So the options for peace with the progs are, well, very similar to those that are offered to us by Islam. You can convert to Islam, that's always preferred, or you can submit to their rule over you and pay their jizya. And that's a tax levied upon the subclasses to show subservience to the ruling class. The third option is to die. That's the unity libs call for today. You can convert to become a progressive. That's always preferred. And they will welcome you with open arms. But if you refuse to be converted, well, then you must be willing to surrender to their right to rule over you. And you must not dispute that right or in any way protest against their assumed sovereign right to rule. If you refuse to convert and then refuse to submit, well, then you must be eliminated. Of course, in America, you can't go around killing people, you know, except when you have the cover of a disease like COVID-19 to do it. Then you can herd people, old people, those you consider beyond their usefulness to society. You can herd them into their, well, their own version of acid showers, I guess. Oh, well. I get it, not acid showers, but COVID dens, we can call them that. You can order the nursing homes to admit elderly COVID patients to infect the entire population in that nursing home and so end up killing as many people as, well, thousands and thousands. Did you know that tens of thousands of the deaths from COVID are elderly people in the states of New York, Michigan, California, Massachusetts? Did you know that 42% of all COVID deaths, that's almost 50%, friend. 42% of 240,000 is, and that's where the count is now. I think they're trying to push it up toward 300,000. Anyway, 42% of all these deaths are from three states, New York, Michigan, and Massachusetts. Man, that's over 100,000 of the 240K. This is staggering. You do remember that Fauci Burke announced early on that we're going to change the way COVID deaths would be counted, allowing coroners to indicate COVID-19 as cause of death, even if the coronavirus was not the primary or even the initiating cause of death. I wonder how many COVID deaths there would be if we counted them the old-fashioned way. Sort of the same question arises when we're talking about our election this year, doesn't it? I wonder how many votes Biden got if we counted them the old-fashioned way. For example, if you add the mail-in ballots that were backdated to qualify them, you add upwards of hundreds of thousands of votes, virtually all for Biden, of course. And if you add in the many thousands of pneumonia deaths to the COVID count, well, now we can push it up to almost 300,000. Give them time, they'll find a way to count all traffic accident deaths as COVID. You know, like the guy who died in a motorcycle accident and was accidentally included as a COVID death. Then they can get it over 300,000, and who knows, maybe finally they can manipulate the numbers up to over 500,000 because they need the panic. They need panic to control the people. These libs today, they are really something. They did the same thing with the election they did with COVID, just manufacture ballots for Biden. Well, it's frustratingly true that a lie circles the globe before the truth gets its shoes on, but it's also true the truth never lets up. Once it starts the pursuit, Wolverine-like, it moves steadily and never stops the pursuit. Hey, God-fearing patriots everywhere, defenders of the truth, stand. Don't let the enemy weaken you. Stand. Becky and I are busy trying to settle on another car. It's a long story, something I'll probably chat about on our visit tonight. Well, maybe not tonight. We have a 3-hour drive ahead of us, and it doesn't look like we are rolling out anytime real soon. So perhaps tomorrow night, I'll have to use an encore for the next segment, as a matter of fact, because I'm running short on my availability of time right now. But the message right now to all of my friends is stand. Stand. That's our theme at Lighthouse Baptist Church for 2020. Interesting story there. Usually about now, I start thinking about the theme for the next year. Last November, I thought about it, prayed about it. It seemed to me that the theme should be stand. Some thought it was too short and by itself did not seem to say enough. So I thought about it. I thought about expanding on it, making it a statement and so on. But as I did, you know, seriously, I kept feeling like, no, it needs to be one word. And that one word is stand. Little did I know at that time that we would face such a serious challenge to our stand. But I am happy to report, humbled really, that Lighthouse Baptist Church has stood. We have withstood this evil day. Now, the winds of evil that have torn through our nation like a tsunami are not over yet. So we must continue to stand. I hope by Christmas we will finally get a break. Pray that we will. Before I close this segment, I thought I'd read to you my letter to the president and remind you to write yours and send a letter to him demanding an audit of the election in every state. My letter to the president. Dear Mr. President, multiple reports of egregious voter fraud far beyond the usual, compounded by the glitch discovered in the Dominion software and the refusal on the part of Democrats to follow the law in allowing observers to monitor the counting of ballots. These things have undermined my confidence in the entire election system in America today. This is outrageous. Am I living in a third world banana republic? This is America. Every legal vote must be counted, and it must be done according to law, not according to the whims of persons who have no legal standing to alter the laws of their respective states. Every illegal vote cancels the vote of an American citizen and disenfranchises the people from their rights to participate meaningfully in the election of officials. There's nothing more sacred in a free society than the voice of the people in choosing their leaders. I demand a full audit of every state. This election cannot be called until we know every legal vote has been counted and every illegal vote has been removed, so that the right of the people to decide who will lead them is secured. Okay, my friends, stand. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release nonepinephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage.
Prisoner wishes to say a word.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheibach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church, your greatness room. And Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, and the enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Mercy, I've got to open a valve here and vent, or the pressure is going to explode my brain, the prophet Isaiah said. Judgment is turned away backward, and justice stands afar off. Why? Because truth has been cast into the gutter or the street, Isaiah 59:14. Well, I picked up the truth and crying for judgment to turn around and grab justice and get back into the streets of America. Gavin Zine's bill to reduce penalties for sodomy with minors. That's what liberalism does, you know. It removes divinely appointed barriers to evil and invites the monsters of cultural corruption to prey upon our children. A transsexual Satanist anarchist wins the GOP nomination for sheriff in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. It's a male pretending to be female who ran for office of sheriff on the BLM slogan. You know, F the police, that kind of thing. You understand that Satan loathes bringing new little baby humans into the world, so he advocates for the killing of babies in abortion and denigrates the marriage act with language that makes it vile, cheap, dirty, you know, like plugging seed into the dirt. That's what that word derived from French actually means, you know. By the way, they'll do anything to denigrate or degrade humanity. Like the BLM activist that videoed a protester shooting two police officers at point-blank range there in Compton, practically making a joke out of it, you know, while he's watching this go on. And then the BLM protesters in audience there at the scene followed the ambulance carrying the wounded officers to the hospital, promptly staged a protest outside the hospital chanting support for the shooting and their hopes that the cops would die, you know. What the left calls peaceful protest. Like the Portland, Oregon woman who was asked about the killing of Aaron Danielle by Antifa murderer, Reinald, said, so the F what? You know, that's one of their favorite words. Again, she was told the man shot by Reinald died, and she said, tough luck. You know, so don't be a Trump supporter in Portland. Nice people. Sounds like she's taking the advice of Maxine Waters, you know, get in their faces, let them know they're not welcome, and so on. And the Biden supporter who went on a rampage punching Trump supporters in the face at a MAGA rally, including an elderly woman, you know, those folks that the left pretend to love so much, they want to protect them from the CCP virus, you know. The ones Cuomo, Newsom, Whitmer, and Wolf sent into nursing homes to die of COVID so Biden could blame Trump for killing everyone who died of their COVID. Yeah, the Democrats... COVID 2020 campaign strategy. That's what it really is. There's something called COVID-19, I know, and it refers to a virus that we're hearing now was manipulated in a Chinese lab and then when released into the general public. We know China shut down travel from Wuhan to anywhere within China, but allowed them to travel everywhere else in the world. You know that one? But then there is this panic and this fear generated by the Democrats as part of their 2020 campaign. Well, that's a different thing. You know, to shut down the economy, to free up hundreds of thousands of government-employed teachers from their tasks in order to task them full-time campaigning for Biden, right? That are filling out ballots, maybe. You know, takes a lot of manpower to fill out all those millions of mail-out ballots to get them in on time to sabotage the election. So it's the Democrat COVID 2020 campaign strategy that includes keeping you afraid to breathe the air God gave you so they can keep you away from the polls. Yeah, that's the Democrat COVID 2020 campaign strategy because they care so much about human life and dignity, right? They lie to you about the mask, even now saying the mask is more effective than a vaccine to protect you. What?
knowing that's a lie, but it's important to keep everyone obeying them. It's important to keep everyone under their control, feeling their control. Finally, they trust. They'll break our will to resist, and we will accept the shackles of their oppression. We will become docile and submit to our masses. But they don't follow the rules themselves. You know, rules aren't for rulers. They're only for the ruled. That's the Democrats for you. That's their version of democracy. You can't have a gun, but we have people with guns all around us to protect us. But you can't have a gun. In fact, you can't even have the police anymore. We're going to defend that, right? Yeah, Harris is surrounded with government men with rifles, the same kind of rifle she wants to take away from you, and that she promised she would, if president, even if she has to use executive order to go about it. But men with the same guns she wants to take away from us, these are okay in the hands of government Secret Service personnel tasked to protect her. You know, and Nancy wants to fine you if you go to a hair salon, but she can go to a hair salon because, well, she's special. She's a Democrat, right? She's a Democrat ruler. Democrat rulers make rules for everybody else. They don't make rules for themselves. They're above the law, you know. But if caught, well, she just blame those that caught her for setting her up. You see, that's where she wants to turn your attention. She called for the appointment, though, yeah? Oh, no, she didn't. Do I hear her say that she didn't? Oh, that's right. You're too important to make a call like that to take care of so lowly a task. You had your staff do it, probably your housemaid or, you know, one of your secretaries. Your office made the appointment, you liar. But you can't lie because you're the truth, right? So whatever you say is true because you said it. And you care so much about everyone that you rule over. Your sense of justice is warped. Woman, you get caught breaking your own rules and become insulted and indignant because someone calls you out on it and then cry you were set up. Ha! Try that at the great white throne when you stand before God and your crimes are read from his books. Distorted justice. Like the liberal Rhode Island professor Eric Loomis, who blogged a protest against the police killing of murderer Michael Rhino. You know, he's the killer of Patriot Prayer member Aaron Danielle. When this Rhino guy resisted arrest and actually threatened the police. But when told the guy did murder somebody, you know, this guy responds, this professor in Rhode Island, he says, he killed a fascist. I see nothing wrong with it, at least from a moral perspective. Of course, Patriot Prayer Group doesn't support or condone fascism. And in fact, that group has openly opposed white supremacists and denounced white supremacist ideology. But that doesn't matter. After all, as Shackelford says, if you're white, you're racist, period. That's all. So all whites must die, that or become slaves. It's really very simple, you know. A long time ago, some whites, relatively speaking, a few whites, owned slaves, most holding them as indentured servants, which is wrong, by the way, because it was not according to their own choice. And then some of these added the insult of physical abuse and cruelty, which is wicked and evil and horrible. So the only way to fix this, of course, is for, well, all whites several generations later to be vilified and killed. And all the whites who have rejected that and who have turned their back on that, but they must be punished for the, what? That's justice in the eyes of these perverts. And I mean that in the way of justice, BLM and Antifa folks. So, well, let's see, you know, back in about 1400 BC, an Egyptian pharaoh, and with the support of the people of Egypt, enslaved the Jews and required the Jews to give up their baby sons to be fed to the crocodiles of the Nile. So here's what we need to do today. We need to find every Egyptian in the whole world and kill them. But maybe first what we need to do is remove their newborn sons from them and sacrifice them on the altars of, well, whatever gods eat babies today. So, oh, wait. Sanger has already got that going. It's called abortion. And the people that are being wiped out by abortion are persons who claim a genealogical connection with, well, Africa. So what if it was only Egypt? It's close enough, right? Liberalism perverts everything it touches, and mostly it perverts justice. It's war, friend. It's war against justice. It's war against America. Well, you know, talk about the liberals' war on America and the battle for justice. On the latest effort to bring Obama administration Spygate operatives to justice, here's some news. 41 subpoenas have been issued by the Senate to compel testimony. I know it's frustrating. The wheels of real justice do move slowly. Liberal street justice, well, that's different, man. That rolls real fast. Like Eric Loomis, professor from Rhode Island, tells us, just call the guy a fascist and then shoot him. It's simple. Call all white people racist and then shake him down for reparations or enslave them. It's all very simple. Maybe it's a good idea, after all, to let the wheel of justice move at its pace. that allows, well, justice to be done. You know, the whole innocent till proven guilty thing, it has something to recommend it. Soros is off limits at Fox? Huh. I agree with O'Reilly. There's something really, really wrong here. I watched that clip on Fox, and it was very strange. I mean, it was weird. Newt was making the point that Soros had invested, I think it's $17 million in local district attorney races to place anti-American Soros puppets in position to, well, do what exactly? I guess his interest in putting them in the positions they're in now is to handle what he needs them to do right now, you know, releasing criminals back into the streets who are arrested for violent protest, you know, right? So they can go on about their work of killing and maiming and destroying property and creating unrest. And, this was an odd thing for Soros to invest in so heavily, don't you think? $17 million. I wonder, and by the way, when you think about how small these races are, that's a huge amount of money. I wonder, did they have this planned all along? You know, put these liberal America hating DAs in position to be there to support their attack on America, the attack that's going on right now in blue states. Because, you know, he did put $50 million into BLM to help that organization grow. A memo from the Soros group funding them explained they wanted to help them in systemic inequality in America. Really? Yeah. It's all out now. It's out there. It's what we've been saying right along. Soros is funding this whole mess, right? BLM is bought and paid for by Soros. Soros is attempting to run a counter-revolution in America, a revolution intended to overturn the revolution of 1776, but it was really weird watching this on this Fox clip. I didn't see the entire thing, but what I did see was really disturbing. A voice interrupts Newt while he's bringing this out about Soros and says, Soros does not need to be a topic in this discussion or something to that effect. Very flat and very authoritatively, by the way. And then another party to the conversation says, I agree. And the main host, Harris Faulkner, was obviously surprised at this and uncomfortable with it. Newt was shocked and discombobulated somewhat. What, this is off limits? This is verboten? Verboten? Interesting choice of words. It was very weird, German, you know. It was a very weird moment on TV. Later, Faulkner expressed her disapproval that Newt's voice was shut down like that. So you can't mention Soros, huh? But it got out. Soros owns BLM, and it appears he owns at least some voices on Fox, too, now, huh? BLM is connected directly to the CCP. That's the Communist Chinese Party, the Chinese Communist Party, yeah. Soros owns them, and now they are connected with CCP, the Chinese. You know, the China Communist Party from Liberty Bell. I get this. We all know the founders of the BLM are proud Marxists. That's been out a while now, who have a lot in common with the communists. So, really, it shouldn't be so much of a surprise, but still. BLM created another group called BFL, Black Futures Lab. And on the website of BFL, you'll find this statement, quote, Black Futures Lab is a fiscally sponsored project of the Chinese Progressive Association, end quote. So, what is the Chinese Progressive Association, end quote? It was founded in San Francisco in 1972 during the Asian American Movement. That's a Marxist advocating movement in America. It promotes the image and the interests of the People's Republic of China. Its mission statement includes promoting awareness of mainland China's revolutionary thought and workers' rights. And they're dedicated to, among other things, community control. Isn't that interesting? You know, if you listen to them long enough, they'll always tell you what they're up to. Doesn't Feinstein have an office in San Francisco? And wasn't she driven around by a communist spy for so many, 12 years or so? The Chinese want Biden to win. The Chinese Communist Party owns the Democrats. The Dim House wants to ban use of the expression China virus because it's discriminatory against Asians. Yeah, supposed to be anti-Asian. Friend, the Communist Party in China is anti-Asian. But okay, let's call it COVID-19, the Communist virus. The Communist virus, that works. Or the CCP virus, yeah, that works. And the Democrat Communist 2020 campaign strategy, there you go. Oops, I'm out of time for this segment. Well, now, I do feel better.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America, too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood,
The Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The Brain Massage Show stimulates genuine thought. Persons unaccustomed to this experience are often overwhelmed. Stay tuned. Your brain is about to be massaged. God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is king and all mankind is subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as king. Satan once boasted that all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America, too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Does it seem to you that Satan is getting the upper hand in your life, your home, your church, and in our nation? How can this be? The Bible says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world," right? Jesus warned us that we would face devils that can only be overcome by prayer and fasting. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Go to GodsWar2020.com for a complete brain massage experience. Tune in Saturday at 12 noon.